This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It won't be news to anyone trying to buy a house these days, if you could buy a house these days, that it's rough going out there. That's what Justin was talking about earlier. Rising interest rates, bidding wars, limited supply. But if you factor in accessibility, it can make that home search even harder, a lot harder. The most recent federal study we have on accessibility comes from 2015, using data from the 2011 American Home Survey. And that found that only 3.8% of U.S. housing had what were described as moderate accommodation. Things like entrances to the homes and rooms within it that don't require going up or down steps, guardrails on the steps that do exist, grab bars in the bathrooms. All of which leads me to today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing. Nikki Finley is a retired economist, and she went looking for an accessible home in the suburbs around Atlanta.
In 2018, I wound up in the hospital with a diagnosis that I had a neck injury. And by 2021, it was causing me a lot of trouble to get up and down the stairs in my house. And so we decided to move up our home search. We were looking in our neighborhood, and one thing became perfectly clear was we need a master on Main with a walk-in shower. No tubs, no craziness like that. I'm okay with a couple of steps here and there, but anything that was deep and hard to get through, any place where there were unexpected stairs, like a sunken living room area or something like that, just wouldn't work. There was a house that looked pretty promising, and it was beautiful on the outside. A nice craftsman style, not serious craftsman style, but a nice home with a nice yard, it looked like. We walked in, and everything was beautiful, and it was well-maintained. But it had two stories. The kitchen was huge, which I realized later was actually not a good thing. I needed the cabinets to be close enough together where I could move from one to the other without feeling like I was going to fall. In that first house I looked at, there was a lot of gap between one countertop and another. I finally got into the habit of checking Zillow first thing in the morning every day. This place just popped up, and I saw the address. We came out on Sunday. First of all, I could walk straight in the front door. It's all on one level. I will say this. It was all painted boring gray, but I walked in, and I said, ooh, I love this place. Can I buy it? The kitchen is fairly easy for me to get around in, and I do have that walk-in shower that I needed, plus bathrooms on the main level, which was sorely needed. I think we'll stay here for the foreseeable future.
That was Nikki Finley out of her home in Oxford, Georgia. You can tell us about your adventure in housing at marketplace.org.